from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Warriors. I really do think that, for me at least, that's the bigger sort of conversation about Klay Thompson. It's not the idea that he would put on a different uniform. It's kind of more like, how did we get here? How did we get to the point? And I think it was Zach Lowe who reported earlier this week, there are hurt feelings on both sides. You know? And let's think about it financially. What if the Warriors did offer Klay Thompson 2-48? And he did say no. And now 2-48 looks like a brilliant contract for Klay Thompson.
He might not get 3-48.
And he comes back and goes, okay, 2-48. And they're like, no, not now. You said no. And by the way, we missed the playoffs.
How does 2-28 sound?
You can sort of see how it got here, but I also can't believe that it got here. And I don't know that that's the way that conversation went, but there's a comp with that and Brandon Ayuk. And by the way, we got some juicy old stuff from Brandon Ayuk share with you here pretty soon. But he has opened up about his negotiations, and I'll just give you this. He very clearly stated that the conversations were in one spot, and then a bunch of these other wide receivers signed, and he went, oh, well, now the price just went up. And the 49ers might be like, well, no. Let's go back to what you were asking for a month ago. And Brandon's like, too late. Too late. That offer is not on the table anymore. So who's in the wrong in that situation? You can see how feelings get hurt, but if you go back just about a year and a half or so, it's really wild to me that any of these three ended up in this spot where the organization and the player are both kind of huffing and puffing about each other.
And that, a lot of times, is the natural order of things because, as you mentioned, you go back to October where they were 1 year removed from a championship and they were 5 months removed from a nice little run. You beat the Kings in 7. And then, you know, if it wasn't for that damn Lonnie Walker IV and, you know, a couple of bad possessions against the Lakers, you might actually won that series. You didn't get blown out. You were in the Western Conference semis. And so by our standards here in Golden State, that was a little bit of a disappointment, but it was not devastating. And so you go into the next year and Klay wants a deal and you think 2-48. And so if Klay would have accepted that deal then, and we'd be going into next year right now with Klay making $23 million this year and $25 million the year after that, you'd be thinking, okay, Klay, the big three's together for 2 more years. It's the last dance for 2 more years. Let's see if we can, you know, add around them in the perimeter and see if this thing can actually work coming off a 10 seed. But they were a 10 seed. And so everything changes over time. I left my house today, and the gas station I go to, gas is $4.39 a gallon for regular.
Okay.
When I drive back home today, if gas is $4.59 a gallon for regular, I can't go in there and say, hey, It was 4:39 this morning, and you know what? I meant to get gas this morning.
We had an agreement.
Can we roll that back 20 cents a gallon?
Yeah.
So it doesn't work that way for Aiyuk. The price has gone up. As I was mentioning to you, I thought it might.
Yep.
And for Clay, the price has gone down. That's just the way this goes, guys.
Yeah, that's life. That's life. Now, right. I don't know. Here's the other thing, and this is why I do think there's Paul George pressure, even though I do think there are some very, very smart NBA people who are like, guys, this Paul George thing is very, very unlikely. Ramona said it to us yesterday.
I had somebody pretty close to this describe this is more of a long shot just because it's complicated, right? And, you know, the Clippers, they don't have to do anything. They can just sit back and kind of dare him to leave. You know, if they know their guy and they think he really just wants to stay in LA or stay on the West Coast, they don't have to trade him anywhere. The only thing that gets a little weird is if he opts in, and then we'll know that by Saturday, right? That's the opt-in day, the 29th. So if he opts in, then you go, well, that's kind of interesting. You know, he can still do the extension with the Clippers. Then he kind of comes off the board for the cap space team, unless they do a sign-in trade there. I think the Warriors obviously have interest in that.
Okay, so what you're looking for, if you're pro Paul George, is you're looking for him to opt in by tomorrow. He opts in, now the cap space teams are off the board. If he opts out, then only the cap space teams are in. I have seen it sort of like pitched this way on social media. We circulated this with each other earlier. There's three options on the table for Paul George. What do you find the most attractive? You can opt out, be a free agent, and sign with the Philadelphia 76ers. You can opt in, look for an extension and stay with the Los Angeles Clippers. Not sure if the price is exactly what you want it to be. Or you can force a trade to the Golden State Warriors. Those are your three options. What's most attractive? I mean, my quick answer would be Warriors because, A, I'm totally biased.
Right.
But B, it's based on a premise that he's not getting the number that he wants from the Clippers. Because if he was getting the number he wanted from the Clippers, he would have re-signed there already. So he's not getting the number there. So I think that the more the idea is, if it's about dollars first and foremost, and I do think it is, then do you want to be a free agent in Philly or do you want to be traded to the Golden State Warriors? And as a West Coast guy, and just based on, I know Philly's good, but Joel Embiid is a teammate. I don't know, man. Seems complicated. If I would, like, to me, all things being equal, I would ask for a trade to the Golden State Warriors.
Depends on how much you want to win. Because I think if you go to Philadelphia and you get Tyrese Maxey, who is going to get the Maxey there, and he's a restricted free agent, so they're going to keep him. And you've got Embiid, and when he's healthy, he's a top 3, 4, 5 player in the association. So if you're Paul George, you go east, you have a better chance to win than if you do going to Golden State. And if the money's equal, then it comes down maybe to locality on where you actually want to be. Because if the Warriors do get Paul George, in the scenario that I was laying out, Chris Paul, Andrew Wiggins, and picks. So you still have Kuminga, Moody, Pods, and TJD. You still have Steph and Draymond and GP2 and Looney. You still have a pretty good team. I don't think that you are a top 2, top 3 team in the West. You're better. If you add Paul and just lose Clay and Chris Paul, I do think that your team got better over the course of that transaction.
Yeah, I get all that. I see that. I do understand where you're coming from on the easier to win with Philadelphia. At the same time, there's something missing there. You know, first of all, Boston, I know it's not as deep in the East, but there's a Boston problem for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And secondly, as much as like, okay, Embiid he's got an MVP and they're always sort of a factor in the East, like those players have never done anything that's actually threatened a deep run and doing something in the playoffs.
This year was a good run and Embiid was playing on one leg.
Yeah.
And they still made noise, but you're right. It wasn't a deep run.
Not a lot of noise.
You're right.
A little bit.
More of a clamor. More than a whisper.
Yeah, lost to the Knicks.
The other interesting piece for this, for me, and this is not so much Warrior-centric, but the James Harden question, because if Paul George is dealt and you're James Harden, then you're probably loving that because then the Clippers might be inclined to give you the extension because he's a free agent. So where might he land in this open marketplace? Because if Paul George opts in, that to me signals that James Harden is probably going bye-bye. Because, I mean, you're looking at how much money they'll have on the books. It'll be $100 million with just Kawhi and PG if he opts in. That's 100 of your 190, which is where the second apron is.
But I got to think.
It gets steep.
But if he opts in, yes, the Clippers could wait.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to trade him. I think they're going to trade him because, I mean, I haven't heard James Harden. I've not heard scenarios that lead to them
back to LA.
Yeah, or picking PG over James Harden. Like I don't know. I don't know. That's sort of a second tier kind of a thing. There was something else on the TK show that Mike Dunleavy said, and we can play it for you here, some of the sound here in a little bit. But this one was, I think, a quirk that people would like to know. A, put these puzzle pieces together. You push the Chris Paul deadline to Sunday. You admit directly to Tim Kawakami, yes, we have the wherewithal to do something big if we want to. Yes, we can get that done. All right, pair those two things together. And then lastly, at a certain point when discussing how attractive the Warriors are for a big-time player to join, for the first time in the last decade, a Warrior, at least the first time that I know about, a Warrior executive started talking about the players that big-time player would be joining. And this time he said Steph Curry and Draymond Green.
And?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas. This is sports the way it should be.
And?
That's it.
End of list?
And that's it.
That's it?
Now,
no love for GP2? Kevon Looney?
If you go back to the...
Disrespectful.
If you go back to the pre-draft press conference and every other time you've heard a Kerr or a Dunleavy or a Harris or anybody talk, if you've heard them talk, they're going to lake up. They're going to say the same thing every time. Steph and Draymond and, my goodness, hopefully Klay Thompson. This time it was Steph and Draymond. And would you like a snack? We've got snacks right over here,
man,
in the media room. If you'd like a snack, that was the end of the conversation. Does that mean they're getting Paul George? Of course, it doesn't mean that they're definitely getting Paul George. But Mike Dunleavy has looked really relaxed through this whole process. He looks confident, and I do think that he's laying breadcrumbs. I think he's laying breadcrumbs for everybody to see.
I think he's laying loaves of bread. There's a baguette. There's a sourdough. There's a levain au pain. There's not breadcrumbs. I'm talking about loaves of bread. There's some challah. over there. Thank you. This is more than breadcrumbs, Mark.
I love challah bread. It's just too funny.
Underrated for French toast.
I'm a brioche guy for the French toast. Yeah. Brioche.
Well, now that I'm Jew adjacent, the challah has become a much bigger part of my life.
Yeah, challah bread, I'm mad at it at all. Mike Dunleavy, TK Show on if making a big trade is realistic.
I don't think it's possible because we have the assets to do so. You know, when you look at our roster, you look at our picks, you look at all the things we have, and certainly have an attractive organization with a competitive ownership group, great coach, desirable players to play with. All those things that we have lends itself to believing that we're capable of, you know, a big move if that's on the table or available. The hardest part with that is just not that many guys that are available that you feel are like worthy of giving up all that. So we'll see. This stuff evolves and changes so quickly, but the one thing I know is we are in position to do it.
All right, there it is. Mike Dunleavy live from one of the stalls in a Chase Center bathroom. I don't know why they did the interview there, but it's a busy time, so I get it. I'm not sure. Like, I actually think I've gotten lost in some of the hallways where Mike Dunleavy was talking right there at Chase Center.
Dude.
A difficult place to get out of.
Hardest place to get out of in America. It's like one of those escape rooms. We have one down the street from here.
I know.
It's like, I got no idea how to get out of here. I've been there 17 times, and I've exited 17 different ways.
Every time.
It takes me 17 minutes.
The great thing about Chase Center is when you do get out, you're so happy, you don't even care which side of the building you
get. At all.
I'm like, I don't know where my car is, but I'm out. I'm calling people. I made it.
The best exit I've ever had, and I'm reluctant to shout him out. But the king helped me get out of there.
You did?
Bonta Hill. I followed the king one time.
Oh, I was with you.
Yes. We got out so clean.
I know, because they're like our people that are there every night, and they're like, yeah, you turn right here. I'm like,
then two lefts and a third right.
Yeah, why would you know that?
No clue.
You're like, and you know this, people, if you're fans, you probably like, if you do the media thing, somehow you end up walking through the concessionaire's locker room or something. You're walking, you're like, I definitely took a wrong turn. Like, people are changing clothes in front of me.
No doubt.
Am I in the back of a kitchen? Why am I here? And they're like, no, just keep proceeding. I'm like, could we structure this differently so I'm not walking through people who are changing? Like, this is very uncomfortable.
I spent about 12 minutes with, and I know they're not called the Golden Girls, but the dance squad of senior citizens. A couple of them are listeners, and I apologize for the disparaging remarks, but all of a sudden I'm in there running material, waka waka. I'm like, what am I doing? Tim's trying to go home.
Anyway, so Mike Dunleavy talking to Tim Kawakami on the TK Show, which is part of the Odyssey family, by the way, and there is a lot of really good stuff in there. And I do think that's my takeaway of the Chris Paul delay, which is that there's no promises, but I was waiting for today for very, very clear indicator that the Warriors at least feel like something interesting is possible. And so I'm not going to use probable yet by any stretch, but I do think we got the indicator we were waiting for in that there's action.
There's life.
Is it going to get to the finish line? I don't know, but there's action.
Right. There's enough action that prompted this decision to actually happen.
Yeah.
Because Chris Paul wants his $30 million if possible. He knows he's probably not going to get it, but a couple more days to sit on a possible $30 million contract, it's worth it for him because what's all the rush? The worst thing that could happen is he gets cut and he's a free agent and then he can sign for whatever he wants to sign, wherever he wants to sign it.
Yep.
He's got no rush.
No.
He's not a day one free agent. He knows it.
No, but maybe Clay is.
Yeah.
Maybe Clay is. Again, if you're just joining us, Ramona Shelburne yesterday on Clay Thompson.
There are only a couple teams with the cap space, right, to sign him to something like a little larger. And I think the cap space dries up pretty quick, right? There's only a couple teams that would fit there. And then everything else would be sort of a mid-level, right? So there's not much to decide except for where you want to go. I think the Warriors do have an interest in bringing him back. But, you know, is that happening before they deal with the other four or five options that are out there? I don't see that. I think they have a few other things to try to get done that may or may not happen, right, before they deal with Clay. And Let's see how long he waits.
Well, and by the way, more on that coming up, because I think that's a big piece of why Klay Thompson, in my opinion, is going to play for someone else next year, which is that not only did the Warriors say you're not priority one, but priorities one through four might not even happen. And he's like, you're putting me off for like a bunch of maybes.
Right.
And they're like, uh-huh. Oof.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah, exactly.
Call me maybe.
So we're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at CDC.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.